It's time for Rose Chat on Blog Talk Radio. We're the only show on the airwaves dedicated to growing roses. We're glad you've joined us today. Our phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you during today's show. The number to call is 347-677-1870. Or send us a tweet using the Rose Chat hashtag on Twitter. Join us as we explore the world of roses.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining us today for Rose Chat. Teresa Byington, your host for today's broadcast. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Christina Osborne about the celebration of old roses. But first, I want to check in with our very own Chris Van Cleve, who's live from the Birmingham Rose Show. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're great. We're cold. We have a danger of frost. I hope that's not the weather you're having.
Oh, not at all. It's already in the 70s here in Birmingham. It's a little overcast today, but I'll tell you, I am standing dead center of the Dunn Formal Rose Garden here at the Birmingham Botanical Gardens, and it is in a glorious flush of bloom. We are so excited to be here for today's Rose Show, and the exhibitors are hard at work prepping their blooms for the show, and we already have several hundred varieties of roses that have been placed on the show table. So want to definitely encourage everyone to in the Birmingham area to come out this weekend and enjoy the Birmingham Rose Show. It is one of the largest rose shows in the Southeast, and we'd love to have you come out. It's all free and open to the public. 3 o'clock today, we will have a class on growing roses in Alabama, and that's also free here at the Botanical Garden Center. It's a great weekend. You know, Teresa, you and I have had quite a week, haven't we?
Oh, we sure have. We've had a wonderful week visiting with P. Allen Smith and his great crew and team out at Moss Mountain Ranch. Oh, it was a wonderful time.
I'll tell you, it's not often you can walk into a room of people you never met and immediately feel like you've known them all your life. It's a wonderful feeling.
Oh, I'm telling you, the camaraderie of all those people who are now members of the Dirty Fingernail Club officially, thanks to Bonnie Plant. We had a wonderful time just getting to know each other. You know, social networking is shrinking the world, so we felt like we knew each other. Now we can put faces and to writing and to garden pictures that we've seen, and we just had a wonderful time learning and growing together.
Oh, I know. You know, in addition to meeting all the garden bloggers, it was just a personal thrill for me to meet the folks from Star Roses and Plants. Jacques Farrar and Kyle McLean and the whole crew there were just phenomenal. And they're just so anxious to pour out all the knowledge that they know about growing roses into wherever they go. And, you know, anyone who will ask, Jacques will sit down and tell you the whole story. It was a great experience for me. I'm definitely energized for the summer ahead.
I am too. At first I was just in awe. Jacques just has such a great reputation for all that he's done in the rose world, and I just wanted to hear every word that he said, and he was just so warm and welcoming and so willing to help us on any level with roses and rose information and care, and yes, I was inspired too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a couple more exhibits of my own that I want to enter into the show. I took a lot of pictures on our trip this week to Little Rock, and I'm actually entering one of those garden scenes in the photography competition here at the Rose Show. So, you know, Rose Shows aren't just about the horticulture and the blooms, but, you know, if you're a photographer and love to take pictures of flowers, you know, a Rose Show with a photography division is a great way to show off your work.
Oh, well, Chris, you have a wonderful day, and we look forward to pictures on Facebook and Twitter.
Thanks so much, guys. Y'all have a great day. I'm so looking forward to hearing what Christina has to say about the celebration of old roses.
Talk soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Christina Osborne. So stay with us. There's more Rose Chat Radio coming your way.
Hi, this is Jackie D'Elia with Southern Post Journal, and today I want to talk to you about manure compost tea. This is Authentic Haven brand from California. One of the things that I really like about this is how easy it is to apply. It's a simple cotton bag filled with composted manure. You drop it in your bucket, typically a 1 to 5 gallon bucket of water. Drop in your tea bag, You'll notice some of the brown liquids coming out, and that's the manure starting to mix with the water. Once that's finished, 1 to 3 days, you'll have some fantastic manure tea ready for putting on your plants. So I've got my manure tea brewing for about 3 days, and I'm going to take a peek in there and see what it looks like. It's got a great color, it's got a great smell, and it's ready to be applied to my garden. So whether you choose to put it in your watering can and a sprayer, or just take a bucket and drench it into your vegetable garden, it's very easy to use. I use it in my garden, and I highly recommend it. So give it a try.
Now is Christina Osborne with the Heritage Rose Group to tell us about a wonderful event held each year called the Celebration of Old Roses. Welcome to Rose Chat, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Christina, I love everything I read about the Heritage Rose Group. Can you tell us how all this got started?
Oh, my goodness. It's all owed to the dedication of a wonderful woman named Miriam Wilkins, who one day, back in the early 70s, and I should know these dates, but I don't, put an ad in a local rose magazine asking if anybody was interested in old roses to give her a call or to write her, and that's what started it. We are now international. Anybody she would meet, she would introduce them to the old roses. Her garden was amazing, and she started a rose letter back in, I think, 1974, which was a quarterly rose letter that she would fill with fun information about roses and pictures and send out to anyone that would pay the nominal fee to get that published and mailed. And then she started writing the Old Rosers Digest, which was really fun because it was her ramblings. She would just sit down at the manual typewriter and write her thoughts about her garden and people and roses and fertilizers and pesticides and anything she could think about. She would write in her little Old Roses Digest. And she kept that up until, oh my goodness, just a few years before she died. She handed that over to another member of our group, Joni Helgeson, who now writes in Miriam's spirit. She's continued the Old Roses Digest. And the Rose Letter itself is continuing through other editors and other writers. So it's still going. And we have chapters. We don't really call them chapters, but they're all over the United States. There's Heritage Rose Groups that are affiliated with us here. It's just amazing. And our celebration, I look forward to it every year. I got hooked the first time I went, and I've been going ever since. It's been about probably 25 years that I've been going to the celebration and helping out. And it's I just can't. It's amazing. You walk into a room that is full, packed, floor to ceiling with roses, and it's an amazing experience.
What else goes on at your celebration of roses?
Well, first, our main thing that we advertise is we have 100 feet of roses. We have 100 feet of tables, and all the roses are in jars, labeled so that you can tell what they are. They are sorted by class. They start with the species. They go to the Gallicas, through the centifolias and then the bourbons and all the way around to the modern hybrid teas. Although we are old roses, we do have a section for the modern hybrid teas because we have to admit those are pretty too. So you can go in, and when you walk in the room, you are just assaulted by the fragrance and the sight of all these roses. And you can pick them up and you can look at them and you can smell them and you can study them. But we also have vendors that come. We have rose vendors that if you find a rose inside that you really like, you can probably find it for sale by one of our vendors. We also have, and the vendors, we have Greg Lowry from Vintage Gardens, unfortunately, is closing. We're all saddened by that. But he is going to, his roses, the legacy is going to continue. The Friends of Vintage Roses is continuing to care for the roses. Tom Liggett is coming with his roses. I believe Russian River Roses are coming again this year. And then we have what we call Miriam's Corner, where we have cuttings from Miriam's garden that we've all started and got little rose plants growing, and we sell them. So that legacy goes on. We also have anything rosy is the rule. Jewelry, clothing, honey, cookies, tea, scarves, art, ceramics, anything with roses are welcome. And people set up their tables and sell their wares, and it is so much fun. We have a raffle in the back. For 50 cents, you can buy a ticket. And we have numerous roses and rose items that are donated for that. And we'll have an auction this year, a silent auction of a few selected roses and rose items, which is also fun. We have a bouquet table where people bring arrangements, beautiful arrangements, huge and tiny, tiny, and those are judged for first, and there is no rules on the judging, like a formal American Rose Society judging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have one person, Barbara Worrell, who is a rose lover, and her garden is amazing. And she picks the one that she likes best. And there's no rules on why she likes it. She'll tell you why she likes it, but there's no way you can prepare ahead of time and meet her rules. And that's a lot of fun. So it's just something's going on all day long. We have, we've introduced the last 2 years is activities for children. We have face painting, and our rose growers bring roses to donate. So every child that comes will go home with a little rose plant while they last. Last year we had plenty. And then the children are encouraged to make little signs that they can put in their rose plant to identify it as theirs. And like I said, we have face painting for the children. It's a lot of fun. It's just the whole family can get involved now.
I love it that you're giving away free rose plants to children. What a great way to get them started, get them interested, get them excited about roses. I mean, once they see this great display and smell those wonderful blooms, and now they have a plant to graze, I love that.
Oh,
very
yes.
Good.
So fun.
Well, I now know that I have to get from Indiana to California for one of your celebrations. I mean, I can't even imagine how fun this is.
Oh, please, please. We'd love to have you come.
Oh, I would love to come. I read that you even have tool sharpening on site, so you really thought of everything.
My goodness, I almost forgot to mention Eric. Yes, he comes. You bring anything sharp. It doesn't have to just be pruning shears. If you've got pocket knives or anything, bring it. He will sharpen it for you on the spot, and you walk away with sharp tools. It's amazing. One-stop shopping.
Oh, one question about Miriam's roses. So if you come to the celebration, you can get a cutting from Miriam's roses. What about those of us in the Midwest? Can we purchase those? Is there someone we could contact about purchasing one of Miriam's cuttings?
Oh, my goodness. I hadn't even never thought of something like that. I imagine.
Well, you can think
could.
About that and let me know.
Yeah, I imagine we could. You could contact me. Our web address is celebrationofoldroses.org, or you can email me directly at kmosborne@earthlink.net. And I imagine we could figure out a way. I've never done shipping, and I don't know what the rules are.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. How many are you expecting to the celebration?
We did a count 1 year, a very loose count, and we got over 1,000 people. So it's pretty well attended.
Wow. And back to the Old Rosers Digest, are there copies of the digest that Miriam put together? Is that something that's available at all?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. She was very prolific in making copies, keeping them, and we've got several sets of them going back, not complete sets. But we've got many, many copies, and we are very happy to share those. We bring them to the celebration, and we put them together in little packets, and we sell them. We also offer, if you join as a member to the Heritage Rose Group Bay Area, it's only $5 for a year. If you join for 2 years, which is only $10, we will send you two of Miriam's Old Roses Digest, the original ones. So it's a fun way to share that information. I've been reading some of the older ones. And it's just so packed with information, and it's fun to read her thoughts from 20, 30 years ago.
It's the history that makes all of this so special and just such a rich experience, I think. I would also recommend that our listeners follow your Facebook page. The pictures there will amaze you. So just search out on Facebook, Celebration of Old Roses. You'll love it if you're not already following along. And again, you can find more information at celebrationofoldroses.org about the history of the organization and about the event coming up. Well, Christina, is there anything else we need to know about the celebration?
I'm sorry, I missed that last comment.
What is the date and time of the celebration?
Celebration is next Sunday. It's always, Miriam insisted, it was always the Sunday after Mother's Day. So this year it's May 19th. We open the doors at 11, and we end at about 3:30.
Well, it just sounds like a wonderful time, and we hope that you have...
Community Center. It's at the El Cerrito Community Center on Mosier Lane in El Cerrito.
Great, great. Well, Christina, thanks so much for sharing the lovely story of Miriam and all about the big celebration. It's been such a pleasure to have you, and we hope you'll come back again soon.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, Teresa. This has been a lot of fun.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, coming up after a brief announcement will be our weekly roundup of Rose Shows being presented around the country, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Phil Paul with the American Rose Society. My family has been growing roses for some 50 years. My wife and I have grown roses across the United States for the last 25. There's nothing more breathtaking than a beautiful display of roses in full bloom.
No matter if you're an experienced rosarian or are just beginning your first rose garden, the American Rose Society is here to help. It's a tremendous resource for making your rose garden the envy of your neighborhood. There's even a rose photography contest for members to showcase the best of the best. Each member will be published in the American Rose magazine.
We invite you to become a part of one of America's oldest horticultural societies and the home of our national floral emblem.
For more information on becoming a member of the American Rose Society and on the Rose Photography Contest, visit ars.org.
Well, it's time to mark your calendars. Here's a few of the Rose Shows that are coming up on May 18th. The Temecula Valley Rose Society in Temecula, California. The South Metro Rose Society in Fayetteville, Georgia. The Bowling Green Rose Society in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And the Virginia Peninsula Rose Society in Newport News, Virginia. You can check out a full listing of Rose Shows around the U.S. at roseshow.com. Well, next week we're going to have a show of biblical proportions. Ted Mills will be here to give us the Ten Commandments for growing roses. I wonder what those will be. Ted is delightful, so I know this is a show you won't want to miss. And if you have a blog or website, we'd love for you to add the Rose Chat Radio player on your site. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/rosechat and click the embed button to grab the code. We appreciate your ongoing support of Rose Chat Radio. I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us today for Rose Chat on Blog Talk Radio. And we'd love to hear your comments and your feedback on today's show. Just send us an email at grow@rosechat.info or find us on Twitter using the hashtag RoseChat. And be sure to check our website, rosechatradio.com, for the full archive of all the previous broadcasts. Well, until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.